Okay.
Blog Talk
Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to take a ride? Grab your coffee and strap yourself in. If you listen, you can hear God's plan. It's the show that everybody's talking about. Tune in each Sunday to the Omega Man Radio Network with your hosts, Shannon Ray Davis and Dr. Pat Holliday. We're invading enemy territory for Jesus Christ. Join us as we expose the new world order and teach you how to survive what's coming and endure till the end. Tune in to Omega Man Radio.
And as we drew closer, I trembled with fear, for I began to see the four beasts. These cherubim-like creatures, great, powerful living creatures who protect the throne of God, who incessantly praise the Lord of the universe. And I could see the multitude of their eyes, within and without, who see and discern all things. And one is not capable to perceive or calculate their height, their width, their fearsome might or power, the amplitude of their energy or strength.
And glory and honor, as a great throng of angelic symphonies play continuously free-flowing moves. As I looked upward, I could see streaking across the celestial skies of heaven like shooting stars, multitudes of amber-like chariots of multiple colors, carrying scores of heavenly luminaries.
And I could see a sea of angelic beings, seraphim and cherubim and archangels, and angels of all varieties, a multitude too numerous to estimate, all raising their hands and playing instruments to the glory of Him who sits on the throne between the four beasts. Myriads of angels with such beautiful and glorious singing, and millions of angelic voices blending together in this kind so high and harmonious and complex with amazing ethereal quality as to defy the imagination. Suddenly there appeared to the right side of the throne one who had the appearance as unto the Son of Man. In an instant the angel and I fell prostrate on the crystal floor as it strained, while a great archangel larger than the sun exclaimed with a loud voice, "Behold the Son of God, worship Him!" The brilliant of the Shekinah streams forth from His presence for millions and millions of earth miles. And with a voice of many waters, He said, "Let him who has ears hear what Jesus Christ has to say to His church. Happy is he who turns aside from the pride of this life, the lust of the flesh, and who forsakes the secular, ungodly, worldly path of this fallen cosmos, and Lucifer, the fallen one." Then suddenly I heard peals of the loudest thunders and huge lightnings as the heavenly whirlwinds pushed us higher and higher toward the Most Holy One's very own throne. Not less than me all the lightly the smile is faint, or see it smile. Dwell in His presence. No man will glory in His presence. No flesh can glory in His presence. Yet the extent of the Holy Father's face is incomprehensible and without fair measure or analogy. To see this part of the vision was for me to melt into nothingness. I cried out to the angel, "Please save my life." For the lips of the Lord are the furnace of fire. There is no metaphor or words in earth language to describe all this. Yet, even the least of the elect saints are the brothers of Jesus Christ, your Lord.
T-minus 10, 9, 8,
the clock is operating. We're on our way.
Are you ready? Ready to take a ride? Grab your coffee and strap yourself in.
If you listen, we can hear God's plan.
Because the show is about to begin. You're listening to the Omega Man Radio Network.
And it's that time again. Welcome to Omega Man Radio Network. Tonight is Sunday night. Tonight is our time of intercessory and warfare prayer. Let me welcome Dr. Pat Holliday. How are you, Dr. Pat? Well, let's try that again. Hello, Dr. Pat. Yes, hello. How are you tonight? I can hear you great. Amen. You know, Dr. Pat, I'm getting some response from the chat room that they cannot hear you for some reason. So here's what I'm going to do. You just stand by, and I'm going to dial you from the switchboard. I'll call you right back. All right. All right, folks, what we're going to do then is I'm going to dial Dr. Pat Holliday from the switchboard. And so bear with me here just a minute. I'm experimenting with Skype. So now if you can hear me talk, let me know in the chat room. And there's a little bit of a delay from the time I broadcast till you get the message. I think there's a 40-second delay with Blog Talk. So let me know if you can hear me clearly. And as for Dr. Pat, what I'm going to do is just dial her up the old-fashioned way through the switchboard. Stay by. All right. Dialing now.
Hello.
Well, let's try that. How about now, Dr. Pat?
I can hear you.
Okay, good. You know what it may have been? It just might have been that I was piggybacking you on my Skype connection. Okay.
Oh,
they say,
okay.
They can hear me, and now they can hear you. So.
Oh, that's great. And I can see them.
Let's start it again. Welcome back to Omega Man Radio.
I'm so happy. God is anxious to get about this year, because this is the year of harvest, is what I see.
Amen.
And I think that this is going to be a great year for all of us to see our families beginning to respond to the gospel. They've been watching our lives, and now they're going to come in. I really believe that this is the year.
Amen. And we want to see our family saved. And I believe, you know, God has given us more time. Thank God for that. I would not have wanted it to wrap up, because I know what I would have lost some family members. And so, you know, we thank God for every year that we get. It's more time to bring in those that, you know, are kind of out there wandering around, doing their own thing.
Yeah. Can they hear me clearly now? Ask them.
Let's find out. Well, so I'll tell you what we can do. Dr. Pat, start out by giving your contact information out.
Okay. PatHolliday.com and MiracleInternetChurch.com. remnantradio.org, omegamanradio.com.
Okay, great. Awesome. Well,
yes,
Dr. Pat.
And let's pray. Father,
amen.
We take authority over the air, and
yes,
we
God.
Find the principalities of the air. And we just ask God, in the name of Jesus, that you will clear the airways and make passages for us to go forth even further than we ever have before. We give you praise and glory. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for the listeners. We particularly thank you for what you did last night. Many people got delivered from third-wave Kundalini devils, and we encourage them to write on the chat room some of their experiences. We thank you tonight, particularly, God, that you will let the people be able to hear us clearly, because we're not on the same usual clear network. Omega Man is down south, but God, you can just put it together like it was forever, in Jesus' name. Amen.
And amen. Mm-hmm. And so I want to welcome everybody that is tuning in for the first time. Dr. Pat, we have some friends from Sweden tonight.
Oh, I never
yes, indeed.
Got over to Sweden.
I haven't been over there yet, but we've a guest, Cortex. We want to welcome you to Omega Man Radio. All of our regulars out there, Bill Pringle, Brother Louie, Barwick, Amanda, Cry Out, Ephesians, Don. Oh, my goodness. I better stop because there's a lot of people filling up the chat room. I wouldn't be able to make it.
Well, you know, people are hungry for the Lord. And when they find us and they find out the depth of information that's going across the radio, I think we'll catch them for Jesus and they'll stay. One of the things that I find is that the body of Christ has not been taught serious gospel for a long time. They've been treated like they were little babies. But our chat room tells me that people are hungry, and not only that, but they're studying, because I see a lot of difference between now and when we first started this show in terms of the growth and depth. So God is good, and we just covet your prayers, and we covet particularly the fact that you are giving Jesus Christ the glory for the wonderful things that he's doing. A lot of people are getting delivered. I've had emails where pastors have even gotten delivered. Haven't you, Omega Man?
Dr. Pat, there have been people delivering their mail and on a mail route to just go over to the side of the road and start to get deliverance.
Wonderful.
People going down the road had to pull over. People driving trucks that were listening on iPod or iPhone, I guess is what it was, they were getting delivered by Jesus Christ. So we give the Lord Jesus Christ the praise. And, you know, you can get deliverance listening to an MP3. So, you know, there is no distance when it comes to the delivering power of Jesus Christ.
Well, that's why I encourage them to pull down the MP3s and copy them. And give them out to your friends, give them out to your pastors, leave them when you go into restaurants, you know, just leave them sitting there on the restaurant as a gift to the waitress or the waiter. You know, we're all little evangelists, and this day and time you can buy those little MP3s and you can make copies very, very cheaply. And it's just a good ministry. I know I listen to Alex Jones a lot of times, and they encourage their people to do those kind of things. And, you know, our MP3s are free. We have a lot of free stuff up on our Internet, and we just encourage it. That's why we work as hard as we do, because time is so short. You know, Omega Man, I used to go over to the foreign fields and minister, but the Lord has shown me that America is now a harvest field.
Yes, ma'am.
Because just as we were speaking on the program last night, and you really do need to get the last three programs. Omega Man and I just spontaneously talked one day. I think that was Saturday, wasn't it?
That's right.
And we talked a little bit about...
Excuse me, that was Friday afternoon. I'm sorry, Friday.
Friday. And we talked a little bit that day about the history of the Third Wave Movement. And it between last Saturday, Friday's program, and this Saturday, you can get a picture of how this thing has evolved and how it became such a powerful movement. And it is a powerful movement. Many of your friends are up underneath these deceiving spirits. And you know something? They don't even know it because they're enchanted and bewitched. And you know it because you're alive to Christ and you know the difference in the anointing. And so the answer to all of these things, I believe, Omega Man, is prayer. And
amen.
That's why we started this Sunday night prayer meeting. It's a worldwide prayer meeting. And we're praying for our families, the church, our countries. We're praying for the harvest to come in, for preachers that I grew up with, preachers that I've known all of my Christian life, have gone up underneath the Third Wave Movement. Trinitarians that don't really realize that they have come up underneath the Jesus Only Movement, for instance. I remember when I was a baby Christian, we had a gathering at our house in Ponte Vedra, and a young man came in, and he was from the Manifested Sons of God.
Yes.
And the pastor called me, and he said the Lord woke him up in the middle of the night and told him to call me and to warn me to be very careful about this certain man. He's a young man. He said, because he was Manifested Sons of God. And I said, well, what is that? And he said, those are the people that believe in Jesus only, and they are caught. And so there was a time that the pastors all knew the differences in the foundations and the truth of the gospel. But I think, Shannon, when they started reading those new translations, I think that the Word of God just faded back down into the resources of their spirit. But I'm going to tell you something. That word is still in those people. And God tells me that the great falling away happens just before he comes back. He said, but he said, his people will hear his voice, and a stranger, they will not follow. And I think that as we pray, God will open up the spirit of some of these pastors that have gone up underneath the deceptions, like he did that pastor in the middle of the night, shake him and say, look, you're in error and you're leading your people to hell. So that's why we're having the Sunday night prayer meeting. Not just to pray for us, me, and mine, but we're praying for the world. We're praying for the pastors in the world, the church. You know, Jesus Christ died on the cross for his church. He gave his life for it. And so I believe we're going to see a response from this international prayer meeting that we're having. And I welcome the depth of all of you in the chat room, and for you to go in the scriptures and pull out scriptures as we're praying, encourage the people. If you've got a testimony that you've been delivered, testify, because that sparks other people's faith so that they can open up and receive deliverance too. I'm excited about what God's doing. I really am. Aren't you, Omega Man?
Absolutely, Dr. Pat. We're getting a lot of people writing in saying God has been pointing to this ministry. And so, you know, that makes me feel good. Some days I don't feel so swell. And, you know, and then I get one email and it changes my whole countenance, you know. And
yeah.
I say it's all worth it. And you see somebody delivered and set free of tormenting spirits. You say, you know, all the hours that go into doing these programs, it's worth it, even if one person is impacted. But, no, I really do believe God is happy with the deliverance ministry. You know, the fact that there are people saying, hey, I want to get involved. And so I praise God. I believe it's going to be an exciting year.
Oh, I do, too. And I believe that our God is most powerful. You see, if you've ever come through a revival, you know it when you see it. And I was in the revival back in the 70s when it hit worldwide. And I would go in, when I went into Rome, Italy, went into Greece, different places, the revival was fueled and it was going full of fire, steam ahead. And people all over the world were reacting in the same manner to the Holy Spirit. And they were excited. But you know what brought the revival, Shannon? It wasn't doctrine, necessarily. It wasn't that I'm a Catholic or I'm a Protestant or I'm a Pentecostal. People would come up to you and they would say, do you know Jesus? And if you said to them, well, you know, I'm a Baptist, Catholic, or whatever, they would say, no, no, that's not what I asked you. Do you know Jesus?
Yes.
And then they would get you in a conversation about Jesus, and the next thing you know, they would lead you into repentance and the sinner's prayer. And the people were so excited about Jesus. And I remember down on Jacksonville Beach, that's where I used to live in Ponte Vedra, and there were 5, sometimes to 10 prayer meetings every single day. And you could go in those prayer meetings, and not only were they had the Bible, studying the Bible, but people were getting healed. It wasn't just one person. All of the people were interested in what did the Bible have to say about this and that. And whenever they saw that Jesus could heal, they would pray for the sick. And we just saw so many miracles. We would go into the big meetings, the full gospel businessmen would come to Jacksonville, bring some big speakers, and you would just see people being healed, many people. I had been to meetings in Jacksonville where you would see Protestants and Catholics and Pentecostals from 38 different churches coming together, and the unifying force was just simply Jesus. And
amen.
So I think that that's what this is all about, is turning the world on to Jesus. Because,
amen.
You know, Shannon, I have seen the demonic forces, the communists in politics, the bewitching people that are coming into the church to turn the lights off in the church. I've seen them turn people away from Jesus just as hard as God was turning people onto Jesus back in the 70s. So
yes.
What I'm praying for is for the lights to come back on in the church, because when the church is strong, revival comes.
Amen.
That's
exactly right, and that's what we need in this country. We need people to turn back to Christ and get off the church pews, pick up the sword of the Spirit, and go after the enemy and drive him out of the land. Now, I'm not saying that we're going to win every battle, but we will win the war.
Yes.
What the Word says, so. And there'll be individuals that will be plucked out of the fire along the way. So that's our job.
Yes, and you know, there's somebody came up on the chat room just now, and they ask us to pray that their husbands will be delivered out of pornography. Now, I'm going to tell you that pornography is really the it's the shame of America at this point. It's one of the big blotches on our nation because it's so easy to get through through the television and through the internet. Many pastors have been carried away even in pornography. It is an issue that we need to pray very firmly and powerfully for the listeners tonight and for the church, and take authority and bind up some of these pornographic spirits. Don't you agree, Shannon?
Amen. Let's go for it.
Amen. If you have a husband, you don't have to say that this is my husband or this is my pastor. You can just put initials up on the screen so that we can pray for these people so that nobody embarrasses, you know, anybody in our prayer life because of the fact. If you do that, and somebody says, oh, I heard your wife up on international television praying for you, that is not going to be cool. So we're going to pray generally. Don't put pastors' names up there. I can tell you honestly that in my town, dozens of pastors have come up with arrest for being caught in homosexuality, child abuse, child molestations. They've come up for wife beating, all sorts of things. And see, at the same time, they are saying things like Christians can't have demons. And yet we're looking at head people in the churches, not only in my town, but nationally and internationally, where they have fallen and been caught in these perverse acts. And so a church can only be as strong as its prayer warriors. And that's why the devil fights prayer warriors so difficult. I want to tell you that sexual spirits are connected to witchcraft. It's connected to the occult spirits because a lot of people don't realize it. But in the secret societies and the witchcraft covens and things like that, the initiation a lot of times is simply sodomy. So if a person has joined a secret society and they are raised up into what they call a new birthing experience, what happens is that they have to commit sodomy in front of the whole group. Well, what that does is it places within that vessel a homosexual spirit. It only takes one time to get a homosexual spirit, and the homosexual spirits, the lesbian spirits, can come through through molestation as children. Some people have been molested and they don't have a remembrance of it. Some of these kind of spirits come down the family lines. And so if you want a strong Christian life, you're going to have a life of purity. That's really the truth of it. And so tonight, as we pray, I want you to join us and pray with us. Another spirit that's tightly connected to pornography spirits, and we're talking about the churches now.
Yes.
Is a spirit of rebellion. And rebellion, according to the Word of God, is as the sin of witchcraft. Another spirit that's involved in this is linking into it is a spirit of rejection. And so these are some of the powers over people's lives. And you see, they think, Shannon, let me tell you how it operates. Spirits are born into people at birth. When a doctor says that homosexuals are born that way, a lot of people rise up that are Christians and they'll say, oh no, homosexuals are not born that way. Some of them are born that way through family curses and family demons coming down the family lines. And what happens is demons intertwine themselves into the mind and into that person's thinking processes and into that person's personality. And so the person thinks, this is just the way I am. And then when they get cleaned up from the forces that are causing them to be just the way they are, they find out, you know, it wasn't me. It was a spirit in me. And I've ministered, for instance, to homosexuals that were, they thought they were born that way. And they got cleaned up, they got delivered, they got married, some of them went into the ministry, and they were free for the first time in their lives, and it was the deliverance ministry. That's why this particular ministry that we have, that God has given us, is so important. So I'm Amen. Inviting you to pray with us. And we're going to, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take authority over some of the spirits that are the principalities. And I'm going to start binding those in prayer. Now, remember, the focus tonight is the church. Because if the church comes alive, we defeat the devil. That's as simple as I can get it. And so, Brother Shannon, you're going to put things up on the chat room like you did last night.
Yes, ma'am.
And then the people will add spirits as we pray, and we're just going to have this particular prayer for the church. Okay.
Absolutely.
Father, we come into one accord tonight, and we know that your people perish for lack of knowledge. You also said that if your people who are called by your name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, that you will hear from heaven and you will heal their land. Now, Father, we see so many coming into the church that have enchanted the minds of your people through bewitching spirits and the powers of witchcraft and the familiar spirits. We've seen wizards and witches come in and go into leadership positions. I've ministered to witches that have come into Christian churches and taken over the Sunday school and have actually brought the children into witchcraft powers. And Father, it ought not to be that way. But when a church is spiritually blinded, God, this is just the way it is. So tonight, we take authority over spiritual blindness and spiritual deafness in the name of Jesus. And you're the great healer. And we're crying out to the church and for the church tonight. And we're crying out to your throne, asking you to touch the ears and the eyes of your pastors. Open them up to receive the truth as easily as they were opened up to receive the error. We bind up the hypnosis in the church, the witches, the wizards, the enchanters in the church. We come against all the magic that has been worked over the minds of the people, the magical words that have been expressed in the church through techniques that were brought into the church on purpose by people that are trained magicians and trained sorcerers. We bind them up in the name of Jesus, and you are going to take your hands off of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm praying for the church in my town. You pray for the churches in your town and our country. And the people that are in different countries, you be praying for the pastors in your country and in your town. Because we're praying for the Lord to move massively all over the world tonight for these problems. We pray, God, for the false religious spirit that we come to know as the spirit of Kundalini. We take authority over this Eastern religious spirit, and we bind you up in the name of Jesus. We command that spirit to manifest in every church, that when the name of Jesus is named, that it shows its color. We take away its powers of deception. We bind it. We cut it free from the minds of the people. We command that spirit to go in cages all over this world in the name of Jesus. And we say, God, that the powers of Kundalini, that you are totally bound, we cut you free. We cut the power from the mind of the pastors and the people that Kundalini controls, and we send it into the cage right now. We isolate you. We forbid you to receive messages from the powers and principalities over every town in this country, in America, and in the people that are listening all over the world. And in the name of Jesus, you wicked, evil spirits, you can no longer exert your authority and your power over the churches. We give you the glory. Now, Father, in our country and in England, we know that Harry Potter has had just such an impact over the young children in the churches, because many of your world leaders, your Christian leaders, came out right away and endorsed that book and said that it was just a fairy tale and that it couldn't harm children. And I personally have cast many devils out of little kids that got involved in Harry Potter's books with their parents. And in the name of Jesus, I bind all the powers of witchcraft over the minds of the children, not only through the Harry Potter books, but through all of the other witchcraft powers that have been put out in the movie houses, the Narnia, Chronicles of Narnia. We command those things. We disconnect you from the minds of the people. We take authority over the trance spirits, because this is a big spirit that comes in whenever they get under the bewitching spirit. It takes them into these trance, another world. And this soaking in prayer spirit that they are doing all over the Christian churches, we bind that thing up in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we disconnect the people's enjoyment of these things. We ask you, Father, that you let them see the bareness of their soul, the hunger. You said that the time would come when there would be a famine in the land, but that it would be a famine for the Word of God. We ask you that you let the pastor see that these strange Bibles that they have put out across the world have dried their churches up and dried their people up. Now, Father, many of these pastors have great big churches, and the people come in because of flesh. They come in to dance. They come in to sing. They come in because they have friends. They're not there because Jesus is the reason for them to be there. And we ask you, God, to let them see the dryness of their soul. Let them see that apart from you, they can do nothing. And let them see the hunger of their spirit, because their spirit is hungry to be fed. in the 70s, God, when you brought the revival about, you poured the people out of those dry churches, and they were seeking Jesus. And we release over the church right now, in the name of Jesus, a hunger for people to know Jesus Christ as Lord. We ask that you give them dreams. We ask that you show them supernatural manifestations of those devils that they're playing with. And Father, I believe you're already doing that, because some of the reports that we get on this Deliverance Ministry Radio, people are seeing devils materialize right in front of them. Some of them are seeing these devils come into their bedrooms at night and trying to have sex with them. And, Father, they don't know what to do about it. And you bring them to us. You've spoken my name to people supernaturally. And then when they go up on the computer, they find me or they find Omega Man. And then they tune in, and you've delivered many people from these physical manifestations of devils. And, Father, you are the answer. And so tonight, we're asking you to give the answer to these people that are under the witching spirit that you've shown over in Galatians. Who hath bewitched you, O foolish Galatians? Tonight, we say to the churches across the world, who hath bewitched you, O foolish Christians? Come back to your first love. And the only way that you can come back to your first love is through repentance. And now, Pastor, Brother Shannon, God must have a plan for you, because I've told you that several times tonight. What we're going to do is we're going to lead them in a prayer of repentance and in back to the feet of Jesus to cry out for themselves first, because if you're not alive, then you can't pray for other people. And repentance is the open doorway to the church. The Bible says without repentance, there is no forgiveness for the sin. So let's just pray all together now for ourselves and say, Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins, everything that I've ever done, things that I have done so easily, saying that I'm a Christian, and yet I was able to just sin and flaunt it in front of my family and before your face. I ask you to forgive me. I repent. I truly repent tonight. I forgive myself, Jesus. I ask you to fill me with your Holy Spirit. You said in your word that you are married to the backslider. I thank you, Jesus, that you never let loose of me, that you put your giant hooks in my mouth, in my bridle, and you kept me all of these years to spite myself. And tonight, I'm coming in 100%. I want you to take control of my life. I give you glory and praise. I thank you, Jesus, that you're my Savior, that you will give me a hunger for your word, that you will open up my spiritual mind, that I will understand the deeper things of the Spirit, but most of all, that I will understand that you're Lord and that I have a living relationship with you. And that you speak to me. You said in your word, Lord, that your people hear your voice, and a stranger, they will not fall. Tonight, we repent for following personalities and people instead of you and your word. We thank you tonight, God, that you will give us a correct understanding of your word. Give us a hunger for it. In Jesus' name, I'm all yours. Brother Shannon.
Amen. You know, Dr. Pat, when Jesus came, he allowed us to have restored relationship with the Father. And he did this by offering his body as a living sacrifice for the forgiveness of our sins, for those of us that will receive Jesus and ask him to come into our lives and when we repent. So it was about forgiveness of the sins. And before that, we had to offer sacrifice. Well, we don't have to do that anymore. We just need to, again, offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. And, you know, it says obedience is better than sacrifice. But, you know, I was thinking about it, and some will ask, well, what is probably one of the greatest gateways for evil spirits to come in? And if you were to ask me that question, I would say, in my opinion, it would probably have to be unforgiveness. Yeah. Now, witchcraft is big. Don't get me wrong, folks, but unforgiveness. Think about it for a moment. You know, over in Mark 11:26, it says, "But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses." And you know what about the Lord's Prayer? It says, "Forgive us this day our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us."
Mm-hmm.
You know, that should be a daily prayer. We should be doing that, and we should be quick to forgive. And, you know, Jesus was questioned, well, how many times do you forgive? Well, 7 times 70. You know, you should be ready to have unlimited forgiveness for our fellow man, you know, when people hurt us. And if we don't do that, it does two things. Number one, it makes us ineligible to get forgiveness from the Father, because that's what he says. If we don't forgive, neither will God forgive us our sins. And number two, it opens the doorway for evil spirits to come in, demons.
Yeah.
And that's when it gets really serious, because if they stay too long, then they can bring in diseases in many cases. So I would say that if ever we've had an epidemic, it's probably bitterness and unforgiveness in this nation.
That's true.
That's a big gateway, folks. So that's something that we need to make sure that we've got covered under the blood of Jesus every day. And, you know, it says be angry and sin not. Don't let the sun go down on your ass. So, I mean, it's natural to be offended. You know, we're going to be offended, but we've got to be quick to forgive and not let the sun go down without forgiving, unless we go to sleep and Satan comes and sows tares in us, you know, demons.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted to add that there. It's very important.
I think that's very important. And the thing that opens up unforgiveness, I believe, is first and foremost, we just spoke to the rebellion. And we all repented from the rebellion. But with rebellion comes self-rejection and the spirit of rejection. And that opens people up for what we call in the deliverance ministry the roots of bitterness. And so why don't we repent and ask God to forgive us tonight?
Yes.
Self-rejection. Also, as we pray about the spirit of bitterness, we're going to forgive ourselves. And, you know, one of the things that we used to see in the churches was this spirit in the background, and it was always working. And it was gossiping, and it was always reaching out and touching somebody and judging somebody. And usually they were judging somebody's flesh.
Yes.
And it just made you not want to go to church, you know. And that comes from a root of bitterness. And so if you can find somebody that you think is a little bit less than you, then you take them and bash them instead of bashing yourself, is
yes.
really what it amounts to. So we've all got this spirit of rejection because we all know the extent of our talents and what we can do and what we do in the secret dark places of our lives. And sometimes we do those dark things and then we reject ourselves because we did that. Nobody knows it but us. So you know those places in your heart that you need to be clean tonight. So as Brother Shannon and I pray concerning the root of bitterness and rejection, I want you to be, as you just did, put it up there, put the scriptures up there, and pray for yourself. Because if we get cleaned up ourselves, then we're going to get very powerful and strong. I can tell you that.
Amen.
So, Father, I have to confess that I have rejected myself many times. And one time you said to me, who are you to reject yourself? You are a child of God. I have made you every bit whole. And if you will just receive into your spirit today what I have done for you, you will rise up and soar with me, saith the Lord. And I have made you a new creation. I have changed you and delivered you out of the power of darkness into my life. I want you to stop looking at your flesh and living in the flesh. And I want you to look at yourself as the person that I have made you to be. You can do things that you never knew that you could do before. You are that new creation spiritually. Your mind can be made totally clear and new, and your flesh. Just receive it tonight. And the way we receive it tonight, I want you to say, Lord Jesus, I forgive myself. I forgive all of the secret sins that I've done over my life. I will no longer put self-curses upon me. The devil cannot convince me of any bad thing that I have ever done. If I was a prostitute like Mary Magdalene, I rise up and I become a companion to Jesus Christ instead of a wretched woman of the world. If I was a thief in the world, I'll never be a thief as a companion to Jesus. I forgive myself tonight. And I'm not going to let the devil put those thoughts in my mind ever again. Because you said in your word that you forgive me for every single thing that I've ever done, and that you will take my sins and you will cast them to the east and down into the middle of the sea, and that you will not remember them anymore, and neither should I. So tonight, I ask you to clean my mind, cleanse it, cleanse me from rejection. I open my heart tonight with favor. Every place I go, I receive the favor of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Satan, I bind you, you spirit of self-rejection and rejection, over my life, and I command you right now that you go into the cage. And you get off of my emotions, and you come out right now in Jesus' name. Just take a deep breath and just throw the spirit of rejection away. And at the same time, we take authority over the root of bitterness in the name of Jesus. You've already asked God to forgive you for unforgiveness tonight. And now, forgive those people that you're angry with. You know, people say that, oh, I've forgiven them. But yet, deep down, that root of anger, jealousy, still rules. So we need to cage these this root of bitterness up. Now, what bitterness is going to do is it's going to come inside. And the person that you are not forgiven, that doesn't hurt the person because they don't like you anyway if you're holding unforgiveness and bitterness. What it does is it turns itself into you, and it causes you to have mental illnesses. It causes you to be sick. It can cause cancer, arthritis, all manners. I've seen people come out of wheelchairs when I bled them into forgiveness and snatch the root of bitterness out of their life. Now, if you've got something wrong with your body that you've been prayed for and you have not been able to get healed, as Omega Man and I pray for you for this root of bitterness, I want you to let those things come up and get into that cage, and we're going to yank them out just like a root as you yank a weed out of your garden. Some of you will experience an instantaneous healing as you truly do get rid of this root of bitterness tonight. So I say in the name of Jesus, anger. Omega Man is going
yes.
to be talking to you
yes,
too. We take authority over anger, jealousy.
Come on.
Irritating
find you, you foul spirits.
Behaviors,
we rebuke you.
Habits, instability.
We
loathing,
bind you. Come out in the name of Jesus.
Mad, madness, malice.
We
murder,
rebuke you, you foul spirits. Come out.
Offending, pouting, idle.
All you foul spirits, name, we bind you. Come out in Jesus' name.
Protectious, quarrelsome, rage, destruction.
We bind you. Come out in Jesus' name.
Enraged, rebellion, repugnance, repulsive, resentment, retaliation.
The Lord rebuke you. You come out right now in the name of Jesus
rough,
Christ.
Sassy. Savage, seething.
Oh, you wicked spirit's name, you come out in the name of Jesus and go.
This self-abuse is a very big spirit. I've actually ministered to people over the years that were never involved in a coven or Satanism, but yet they were cutting themselves. They were bringing blood forth. They didn't know why. But it was a form of self-hatred and self-abuse. It could have also been spirits of witchcraft coming down their family line. But if you have abused yourself, now's the time to pull that weed out and get rid of it. Remember that country singer, Omega Man? I think his name was Johnny Cash.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
He said, he did a song, he said, I cut myself today, or I hurt myself today. And the song from memory was, he was trying to see if he was still alive.
Wow.
And you ought to go up and listen to those. You know, he became a Christian, he was a drug addict. But you ought to go up and listen to that. When you find out that he was actually trying to find out if he could still feel something when he wrote that song. Self-abuse, you come out in the name of Jesus right now.
We bind you. You come out of them in the name of Jesus.
Blame,
Lord, rebuke you. Come out.
Guilt. In the
Lord,
name
you foul spirits, we bind you in Jesus'
every
name.
Every one of you come out.
Come out in
I
Jesus'
think
name.
That we're up against the time clock, Omega Man, so you command these to come out and go in and do what you do. If you break it, we'll come back.
Amen. And we just bind any of these foul spirits that are named right now, and we cage you in the name of Jesus Christ. And we ask God that you loose ministering spirits to the people of God right now. Now, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to be back, and we're going to continue on. You're listening to Omega Man Radio. We've got Dr. Pat Holliday on tonight. Tonight is the night for intercessory warfare prayer, pulling down strongholds, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Are you ready to take a ride? Grab your coffee and strap yourself in. If you listen, you can hear God's plan. It's the show that everybody's talking about. Tune in each Sunday to the Omega Man Radio Network with your hosts, Shannon Ray Davis and Dr. Pat Holliday, for invading enemy territory for Jesus Christ. Join us as we expose the New World Order and teach you how to survive what's coming and endure till the end. Tune in to Omega Man Radio.
Oh, Jesus, meek and humble heart.
ready to take a ride. Grab your coffee and strap yourself in.
If you listen, we can hear God's plan.
Because the show is about to begin. You're listening to the Omega Man Radio Network.
And we're back with Omega Man Radio. This is a live program tonight. I'm calling in via Skype, and we've got Dr. Pat on the line. And some of you are asking about what are those tarot card ads or some of these banners outside of the chat room. That stuff is all advertisements that Blog Talk Radio serves up. I have no control over that. What happens is they will look at the keywords for our program schedule, and then they'll serve up Google ads and the like that kind of match that. Unfortunately, for us, usually that's going to mean some of these Ouija board ads and tarot card ads. So unless I upgrade the account and pay a higher fee to where I can own all that as I had done once before, then we're pretty much subject to having to endure that. But you know what? We just bind that. We bind all witchcraft that's going on in the other Blog Talk forums, all these horoscope programs, these fortune tellers. We just bind and cage all their foul spirits in the Blog Talk program called Beyond the World's Tarot. We bind the spirit behind the tarot card. We bind all witchcraft to them, and we command their foul spirits to be bound and caged in the name of Jesus Christ. We pour the blood of Jesus down their throats. I'm asking God that He would send the Holy Spirit to convict them of their sin before they bust hell wide open for engaging in witchcraft, in Jesus' name. Now, with that said, let's get Dr. Pat back on the line. Dr. Pat.
I'm right here.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anybody getting deliverance out there from what we're doing? Because this is for you tonight and for the church. That's what the program's about. A lot of times we come on and we will pray for the country before we get off the air in your country. But this is for us to be free so that we can celebrate our freedom and connect into Jesus, hear His voice, and become a part of the warriors so that we can do spiritual warfare and understand what we're doing. So we want to see some of your testimonies, too. Amen, Shannon?
Amen. We love to hear from you. We've been getting some emails this week on Facebook, and you can contact us a number of ways. One of them is email. My email is Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N, at OmegaManRadio.com, or you can go to my Facebook page, which is Omega Man Radio. And Dr. Pat, how can people reach you directly?
You come to PatHolidayWith2Ls.com and also MiracleInternetChurch.com. You can find my newsletters up on RemnantRadio.org. And there's many of them. I've probably written several hundred newsletters. And, you know, sometimes my newsletters become small little books. Sometimes they could be as many as 40 pages. We just encourage you to stay close to the Lord in this last hour of the church and alert and alive, because this is going to be the most amazing ride that we're ever going to have. You know, some people used to like to go up on those roller coasters. Did you ever do that, Shannon?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I remember one called the Scream Machine at Six Flags.
And it was scary, wasn't it?
It was. It would make you scream, especially because
it was
a wooden.
I've never been on one, you know. I've imagined it.
Really?
But
oh, my goodness.
I said, I don't think I'd like that too much. So I never got. The kids used to go up with my husband, and I would just watch. But I think that's what it's going to be like from now until the end, it's going to be a roller coaster, a supernatural roller coaster ride with the Lord. That's what it's going to be like. And it's going to be thrilling. It's going to be scary. But you're going to feel alive because of the fact that your spirit is going to be free so that you can make decisions so that you can see clearly. You know, I preached in the church this morning, and I told my people, I said, we have to be alert, we have to be alive, and we have to be closely connected to the Lord, because the Lord wants to use every Christian in this, I call it the great harvest time, where you're going to be praying for those that need prayer. A fellow told me the other day that somebody came across his pathway, and the Lord just told him, he said, go over there and talk to that man. And he said that he could see that that man was a man that had adultery and sexual spirits all over him.
Wow.
And so he said he just went up to him and he said, are you a Christian? And the guy said, oh, yes, I'm a Christian. And he said, but I see that you have women in your life. He said, oh, I got many women in my life.
Oh.
And so as he talked to him, the guy was going to one of these churches where you can do anything and still come to church as long as you give the pastor a buck.
Oh, yes.
And so he said, well, you know, the truth is, when I was young, I was raised in a church, and everybody was so boring, and I just decided I was going to go where the action is. And the action to him was the flesh. Well, see, the action to us, we must go to where the action is. And the action is the glory of God, and seeing God instantly change people from darkness into his light.
Amen. And he can do that. He can deliver you. He can heal you of an infirmity. And we praise God for Son Jesus Christ. Now, as with every program we do, we open the lines up. So we will take your calls tonight. And if you want to call in for prayer, the number is going to be the same as always, 917-889-2745, or toll-free 877-806-2482. And in between calls, Dr. Pat's going to continue to be doing some intercessory prayer. Dr. Pat, shall we take our first call?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to go to a caller from 587 area code. You're on the air with Dr. Pat.
Hi, yo, brother. Hi, yo, sister. How you doing?
There you are.
Doing great.
How you doing?
That's good. That's good. You got Paul here.
Hey, Paul Pilgrim. How are you, man?
Not too bad. No, Paul the cowboy, actually.
Are you wearing
calling to say thank you, brother. It's been awesome. We had some, I don't know, I'll make this short because I know there's other people, right? I just want to give praise the Lord for all that he's done in my life. You know, tonight we had, we have a friend here in Edmonton here. That's where I am right now, right? And we have this friend of ours in Edmonton here, and, like, we got a real awesome ministry. You know Bob Larson, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Well, we're affiliated with DWJD, and we're not actually members ourselves because we don't really have a whole lot of money, right? But you know, this little group we get together, it's every Monday night we get together, and my goodness, the awesome work that the Lord has done in that church, like that group of people and us through that group of people, it's just major, you know. And I just praise the Lord and give him all the glory for what he's done in our lives, right? But like I said, I just wanted to make this short and just to say hi and keep up the work, guys.
Hey, Paul, give out your website address.
I don't have a website address.
Oh, I think this is Paul Pilgrim.
Oh, I apologize. I thought it was Paul Pilgrim. Okay, excuse me.
No, it's not. It's Paul Cully, the cowboy out of Edmonton.
Oh, Paul Cully from Edmonton, Canada. There you go.
Yeah.
Fairfield Cowboy is my email address.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, praise God.
FairfieldCowboy@live.ca.
Okay. Sounds a little bit like Paul Pilgrim, doesn't he?
He does.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, well, I don't know who this Pilgrim is, but, I try to do what I can for the Lord as well, you know.
Amen.
So, look up on his web. He's got an awesome web page.
I've just got
one little corner of it called Pat Holiday Newsletters. And he also is running Omega Man radio programs of deliverance up there. But he has many people up there that he puts their web contents up there. Paul is a wonderful man of God.
I'll have to check it out myself. I don't have my wife's at home. She's actually listening on the computer, right? So she's at home right now, and I'm just getting home from work. I drive a truck for a living, and I've been gone for the last 2 days, right? And
mm-hmm.
I'm just getting home now, pretty near, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, do you remember, I'm that driver there you were talking to there, Shannon, there a while back. You said maybe you should pull it over there if you're going to get delivered.
I remember.
Yeah, you remember. Okay. God bless you, brother. You know,
God bless you, Paul. Do you need how you doing tonight? You need any prayer?
As I said, we had some awesome deliverance there earlier, right? I was my wife there had some deliverance there earlier this evening because we prayed about you remember we prayed about some things there, pornography and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Well, today was the day. I was so furious with Satan, so furious with the demons inside of me that, you know, they're done. I got rid of them today.
Gotcha.
Praise the Lord, I feel so much better. Right?
Praise God, man. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Now my wife there, because of some transference of communications, right? My wife's there, she's been going through a lot of hard times, right? Because of my stupidity. And letting these things come in, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know about transference and communicate transference, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I've been a bad boy, right? But no more.
Well, praise God, man. You've repented, and that's what it's
Amen.
All about. We repent, ask the Lord to forgive us, and, you know, he doesn't remember it anymore.
No,
and
right.
Any spirits
no.
that came into that sin gateway, we can command to go in Jesus' name and get set free.
Amen. Forever.
Uh-huh.
You know, the only way they come back, by the way, is whenever we bind these spirits up, and when we send these spirits to the feet of Jesus, those spirits are judged right at that moment by Jesus, and he judges them before their time, and he casts them down into the pit of hell. So those spirits are gone forever. But if you sin, then you open up a gateway that the devil will send new devils in. So you just resist temptation. And if you get in a position where you're being tempted and you can hardly resist it, cry out to Jesus, because he says he's made perfect in our weakness. And that
Amen.
Means his power becomes perfectly powerful when we're perfectly weak.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Amen.
I'll remember that.
Now, you driving down the road or are you parked right now?
Well, actually, I am driving down the road. I was parked for a minute there, and I found out, oh, my goodness, I forgot my wallet in the truck, so I've been driving without a license.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
We cover you with the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Well, the Lord has always blessed he's been a big blessing in my life. I just
have
Amen. To be careful. I have other people here that aren't being careful. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a lot of up here the last few days. Right?
Right.
Anyways, well, so I've got to be careful here with these people. There, people try to push me and get me going quicker. Right? Well, that's not going to happen. I drive truck for a living. I know there's no going quicker in this kind of stuff. Right?
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, Paul, God bless you for calling in tonight. And we ask
you,
God,
brother,
the loose warrior angels to surround him and give him traveling mercies in Jesus' name.
Amen. I agree.
Thank
you, Paul.
We all agree.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Paul, a trucker on the road. I think he's up in Edmonton, Canada area. And he's able to listen to the program like any of you. If you're going down the road, just dial 917-889-2745. You can listen right on your cell phones. Let's go to the next caller, 910 area code. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Pat. Yes, hello.
Hi. I would appreciate a prayer for my family. We've had various, I personally have repented of it, but there's been some, well, Catholic background, and I think there may have been some dabbling of witchcraft on my mother's side.
Uh-huh.
And just want to...
What about on your side? What about you? Did you dabble too?
Well, about 30 years ago, I didn't actually, you know, maybe realize what I was doing, but a couple times I remember trying to predict a zip code, and I was getting it correct, and that kind of scared me because I realized it was, you know, something that was not, that was supernatural, so I stopped doing it, but...
Uh-huh.
But anyway,
did you go to a fortune teller?
No, but after I was married, I was walking, had my son with me, and we were walking in Miami, Florida, down a street, and this man, I think he was Jewish, an old Jewish man, took my hand, and he started, you know, looking at my hand, and he told me, you know, I guess he's supposedly reading lines or something.
Right.
And he said, well, I see you are going to have a long life, and I just kind of dismissed it. I said, well, I believe the Lord's coming, and I'm not, you know, worried about having a long life or something. I just kind of dismissed it and didn't receive it. But, you know, I don't know. Other than that, I'm not familiar with doing a fortune telling. Although my sister, I forgot, my sister did do some seances, and I, of course, repented and renounced of that. She did.
Okay, so you all participated in some seances together?
Yeah, as a young child, she
okay.
would have seances. Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned you came out of, what, a Roman Catholic background?
Correct.
Are you a Christian now?
Yes, I've been saved for over 30 years.
Well, praise the Lord.
What kind of church you go to?
You know, I guess non-denominational, full gospel. My pastor's an apostle, and we have outreach ministries.
Mm. What group is he connected to, do you know?
She is connected with, I don't know the exact covering, but she's... definitely. She in fact invited me to join the meeting tonight here online.
Good for her.
So, yeah, she's definitely a true servant
well,
of God.
If she pointed you to us, she must be okay.
Amen. She's okay in my book.
Amen.
Amen. And,
shouts out to her. And, you know, we were praying for pastors earlier.
Yes.
And one of the, you know, God said in the book of Joel and in the book of Acts that his women would prophesy. And a lot of people think of that word prophesy to tell the future, but actually in the Greek that word means preach. A lot of people don't realize that. So Jesus prophesied that a lot of women were going to be freed in order to carry the word in this day and time. And so as a woman evangelist and preacher and pastor, women have a very tough time with calls on their lives. So let's pray for your pastor as we pray for you tonight, and pray for the women that are in the ministry. There are many, many wonderful, lovely women that are carrying the word of God and fulfilling the scriptures of the end time. And we just give God the glory for them. And we thank you, men, that stand with us, because, you know, a lot of people just want to reject a woman that they have no part in carrying the word and speaking the name of Jesus. But the first person that Jesus talked to, the woman by the well, he just let her go after he prophesied over her and led her into living waters, which means that he led her into the faith. The Bible says that she went back to her village and she said, hey, I've met the Messiah. And the word says that the people believed the word of her testimony and they came to see him, and then they believed because of his testimony. If God can Amen. Use a jackass in the Bible, he can use us women, is the way I look at it. So, Lord, we lift up this lady, and we thank you, God, for the call that she's fulfilling. We ask that you send forth your warring angels and surround her with the wall of fire and divine protection over her life. Give her wisdom. Give her knowledge. And give her true spiritual conceptions of the Word of God. We give you praise for her, and as we pray for all of the women pastors that are real. There are some that aren't. But God, we particularly pray for this lady that called, and we take authority over family witchcraft, occult spirits coming down the family line. And we break the power over her sister and herself. Are there other living members in your family, honey?
Yes, there's. Well, there are 9 children altogether, and most of them were involved in. And my oldest sister, kind of, you know, led us as we were just little children, and that is kind of like a fun game type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're twins. My mother had 9 children.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. So, Father, we lift up these 9 children and plus the 9 on my side, my family, and all of the children and sisters and brothers of all the listeners. And we take authority over these inherited spirits that are coming down the family lines in Jesus' name. And, Satan, you will take your hands off of them. We command you to disconnect from their minds. We command you to go into the cages, and we ask you, God, that you send the warring angels to read the word of God over them day and night until those demons give up. Fight those demons and let those demons go into civil war against each other. And, Father God, we ask that you draw by your Holy Spirit not only our family members, but all of the family members that are listening in to this program tonight. Now, I take authority over these witchcraft spirits over your life. And we bind those things up. We bind up clairvoyance, psychic powers, hypnotic powers, self-hypnosis. We come against crystals, remote influences, subconscious minds, auras, metaphysics, mental science, every ungodly thing. We come against trances, dreams, superstitions, witchcraft, and we bind up all of the blocking spirits. Now, I want to stop here just for a moment. The devil has a way of blocking people from getting the baptism of the Holy Spirit and putting blocks in front of you and barriers to keep God and you disconnected. So we break the blocks and the barriers over your lives. And on my website, remnantradio.org, you will see a prayer that God gave me for 2012. And actually, it's 2011. And it's about barriers and blocking spirits. Go get that and read that over yourself and your family. And you'll find that God will come through for you. I've gotten a bigger reception over that particular newsletter than anyone that I've ever written. So we break the blocks and the barriers over our lives that are keeping
yes.
us from excelling in Jesus. And Father, you said that Jesus is our battle axe, and we ask that you send the battle axe to break all of the barriers. Omega Man was doing a deliverance, and some spirit spoke and said, but we're steel, or something like that, like Jesus can't break through steel. I think he can. How about you, Omega Man?
Amen. There's no barriers to Jesus Christ.
And
amen,
you continue this prayer over this lady.
Absolutely. Ma'am, here's what we're going to do. Just repeat after me. We're going to break this curse that came in through the seance and Ouija board. Just saying, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I ask that you would forgive me.
I ask that you forgive me.
For participating in a seance when I was younger.
For participating in a seance when I was younger.
And for playing with the Ouija board.
I didn't actually play with the Ouija board, but my sister, I think, may have.
Okay. For any involvement in the occult that I had a part in.
For any involvement in the occult that I had a part in.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, let me ask you a question. Have you had any involvement in any type of drugs?
No.
Any no problems like cigarettes, marijuana, alcohol?
No.
Okay.
That
could
be
another.
I was involved, unfortunately, in a church that had wrong leadership. So.
Okay. Well, we're just going to pray right now, command these foul spirits out. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm in agreement
Amen.
With Dr. Pat and this sister. And when you said where two or three are gathered, you are in the midst. So
Amen.
We're in agreement right now for her deliverance by your power, Lord Jesus. And so I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the strong man inside, and I bind the strong man. I bind any gatekeeper and any foul, wicked spirits that came in through involvement in the occult. We bind you. We command you to come out right now in Jesus' name. Any spirits that came in through seances and necromancy, we bind you. You come out of her right now in the name of Jesus Christ, all witchcraft spirits. We bind
you.
Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord rebuke them. You foul, wicked spirits, be weakened right now in the name of Jesus. And I break all hexes, vexes, curses, and spells off of you. Any witchcraft that has been sent against you, I just break it off and I send it back to the original sinning demon in Jesus' name. And we break any witchcraft that came down your family lines going back 10 generations on either side of your family in the name of Jesus Christ. And again, any foul, wicked spirits of witchcraft, we just bind you and command you to come out right now in the name of
yes.
Jesus. Just take a
yes.
deep breath out of your stomach and cough it out.
Yes. Come out. Every day. Obey the name of Jesus. Bow your knee. All the familiar spirits come out in the name of Jesus. All the family spirits. We break the curses according to Deuteronomy 28. And we command all of those curses coming down the family line 10 generations back, come out in the name of Jesus. Nothing can remain. Nothing
you
can remain.
Come out of her right now in Jesus' name. Loosen,
the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. The blood of Jesus. The blood stands against any hidden devils. And we command all hidden spirits to leave right now in the name of Jesus.
Any spirits that came in through Roman Catholicism, we bind you. You come out of her right now in Jesus' name. Loose and let her go right now.
We cut the ley line to Rome, the garland from the Pope, and we command her to be set free of all necromancy spirits, all the spirits of religion, Babylonian spirits, every spirit that has come to torment in the name of Jesus, all candle burning, talking and praying to Mary and the dead, all pagan spirits, in the name of Jesus, we bind you. And Lord Jesus, we ask that you deliver her. Have you ever renounced any of that, honey?
Yeah, I believe I have, you know, in the past, and I've, you know, taught against Catholicism and, you know, and have, you know, basically.
Okay. All right.
Well, one of the things that the Catholic Church will do is if you leave, they'll excommunicate you. And what they're doing is sending a curse that you would, you know, that you would not make it to heaven, basically. And so we just break any curse of excommunication that's come against any Christians that have come out of church in Jesus' name, and we send it back to the original sinning demon in Jesus' name.
And have you ever received the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
Yeah, I have. I, you know, back when I was first saved in 78.
Okay. Okay. What we want you to do is to raise your hands, let Jesus fill those empty places. And you know, there were somebody up on the chat room that wanted to receive the gift of tongues. And you know, the gift of tongues is not the Holy Spirit. It is a gift. It's a gift from the Holy Spirit. So if you've never received the gift of tongues, as she lifts her hands and begins to praise the Lord, you lift your hands and ask the Holy Spirit to come and fill all those empty places, because a lot of deliverance went forth tonight also. And ask the Lord to fill you and give you the gift of tongues. So, Omega Man, you pray for her to get the Holy Spirit, and you
Amen.
Praise the Lord as he prays.
Yes, Father God, we just thank you for tonight, and I'm asking that you would loose the Holy Spirit right now. This sister and anybody out there listening, I ask that you would, the Shekinah glory of the Holy Spirit, fill up the people of God right now, illuminate any hiding evil spirits, that they be found out where they're at. I ask that you just fill up any voids. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit just go right in and burn out any foul spirits and fill all voids in Jesus' name right now. I just apply the blood of Jesus to everyone out there. Go ahead, Dr. Pat.
Now, you just start praising him. And mind control was somebody just wrote that, deliver me. We thank you for that. Mind control is a big spirit in religion. It's not just, we're not just talking about Catholics. You know, there's a lot of mind control in all of the Protestant churches, too. So let's all get free of mind control as we praise the Lord. We break the power of mind control in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, God, to free our minds to worship you in the spirit of truth. In Jesus' name, we command those spirits to go into the cage. Now just take a deep breath and cough them out. All mind control. Come out instantly.
We rebuke you. Come out of there right now in Jesus' name.
All. In
all
the
occult
name
mind
of
binding.
Jesus.
Come out in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, every bit. All. Nothing can stay.
End time
in
mind control, come
Jesus.
Out in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. In the name of
and
Jesus.
And the people that are listening, you cough them out too. You know, all mind control. Come out. The blood is against you. The blood is against you. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Now, just lift your hands up now and ask God to fill those empty places right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I don't hear you praising Him. Start praising Him.
Praise you. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus. We bind all gatekeepers, and we bind the spirit of fear, which is the big gatekeeper. And we bind all death curses. Now, any of you that came out of the Mormon church, for instance, they always put that curse on people that leave them. They
yeah,
put
I
a curse
a
on...
I have a feeling that the ex-pastor ahead may have done that type of thing. I've heard through different prophetic words that basically he would like me dead. He did have mind control at that church.
Okay.
And I wasn't aware of it, you know.
Well, we break the power of all word curses and mind control over you.
Yeah.
And releasing that, they use that scripture where they, somebody looked the scripture up, where they release death, that there's over their flesh, that their soul will be saved. We bind those word curses when people want to leave a church or leave a group. They'll rise up and they'll ask God to kill their flesh, that their soul will be saved. In the name of Jesus, we break these curses right now.
Yes, we break them off in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. We shall live and we shall not die. And any kind of diseases that have come upon anybody that has received one of these curses, we just break the power of that curse right now in the name of Jesus. Nice to see you tonight, Mark. Amen. Hallelujah. God, in the name of Jesus, fill her and the people overflow with the power of the Holy Ghost and give every single one the gift of speaking in another language that is seeking for it. Now just raise your hands and start praising the Lord. And when the fire of the Holy Ghost comes in, it will burn out all hidden spirits.
Yes, Father.
In the name of
praise
Jesus.
Praise you, Almighty God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. We give you glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give you praise. Glory, praise, glory, praise. Burn them out. Take the final big cough and every hidden spirit to come out. Every
come all the way out, you foul wicked spirits. Loosen, let her go.
Burn them out, Holy Ghost. Burn them out.
Come out.
Burn them out,
Jesus.
Ghost. Burn them out.
Pour the blood of Jesus down.
Amen. Yes. 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 Fill, God, those empty places over her and every single listener. Amen. How are you feeling?
Feel fine. I thank God I didn't. Those are certain aspects that you mentioned that I hadn't thought to address before. So I thank God for having you to address those.
Amen. Well, God bless you.
Thank you.
We
you let us still hear from you.
And we just ask right now, Father God, that you'd loose warrior angels to surround her. We ask for a wall of fire, surround her and her family. We apply the blood of Jesus to her and her family. And we ask, Father God, you have the angels to go through any foul spirit who try to remain in her house, apartment. So arrest them right now. In Jesus' name, we command to go to the foot of Jesus to be judged before the time. We ask, God, you loose ministering spirits to her. And we just ask for financial blessing over her, and you'd open the right doors and shut the wrong doors, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And thank you for her, Pastor Lord, in the name of Jesus. And keep
amen,
her
amen.
Near the flame of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name.
God bless you for calling in.
Amen. Thank you so much. Praise God.
All right. If you're listening for the first time, you're listening to Dr. Pat Holliday. I'm your host, Shannon Davis. This is the School of Intercessory Warfare Prayer. As we call it, we have different names for Sunday night, but what we do is we get together and we do prayer against principalities and powers and strongholds, and we take your calls. And if you need prayer tonight, the number is 917-889-2745, or you can call toll-free at 877-806-2482. We've got a caller from area code 414. You're on the air with Dr. Pat.
Hi. This is Dave again.
Hey, Steve, you tried last night, I think, right?
Yeah, I was on Magic Check, and it didn't work.
Yeah, Magic Jack does that sometimes. So does Skype once in a while.
Yeah.
How you been doing?
Well, I've been doing all right. I'm off all psychotropic drugs.
Oh. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I remember Dr. Pat, he had called in some weeks ago, and we did a little bit of ministry, and then he needed to start weaning off of the psychotropic drugs. So how long have you been off of them?
Let me see now. I think last week. I think last week, Tuesday.
Well, praise God.
Yeah.
Well, tell us what the difference is.
Why?
How do you feel, and how does it affect your mind and your emotions and your flesh being off of that?
I have real emotions now.
emotions. That's a good one.
Yeah. Something strange happened. I was listening to the Alleluia chorus, or actually excerpts from Handel's Messiah.
Right, I love that.
And I heard, you know, I'm giving you a blessing, and I started to cry. I hadn't cried like that for a long time. It stopped after a while. I was able to go to work that evening, but I hadn't been able to feel sad like that without being depressed.
Uh-huh.
You know, so the first drug that I got off of was the antidepressant, and I was fine. And then I got off the neuroleptic, and then I got off the Depakote. So,
you were on three of them.
Yeah.
And what they do is they bind your mind, and they make you into a zombie, is that right?
Yeah.
And you become totally dependent on the drug itself. Tell us how the drug affected you.
I didn't really get anything from the Depakote or the antidepressant. They were just there, but the Seroquel, the withdrawal was pretty heavy from the Seroquel. I was having strange dreams, and if I would sleep, I mean, when I would make a cut, I'd have a hard time sleeping. I didn't like it, you know, but the doctor kept saying, you need it.
Well, they do say that you need it, but let me ask you this. Why did you think you needed it? Is it because the doctor told you that, or did you just think you needed it? Why did you need it?
Well, I exhibited bipolar behavior.
What does that mean?
Mania and depression. I had psychotic breaks at times, and but it stopped about 8 years ago when I got prayer, and it wasn't real deliverance prayer. The people didn't know anything about deliverance, but the guy's name was Jeff Harkin, and when he prayed, things happened. And I still was depressed after that, but I never had the crazies again. So I still stayed out of the medication because they encouraged me to. But I didn't really know too much about deliverance. I had heard something about Win Worley, but not having a computer at the time, I wasn't able to make use of the YouTube stuff from him. got some information, but it didn't really help at that point. But what did help was back in 2009, I got your book on schizophrenia and put that on my desktop. And when I was feeling like something's got to be done, I mean, the first thing that happened, I went to a World News Daily conference and repented of my lack of commitment to the Lord. And then I started looking at my desktop. I was clearing off things that were not good on my desktop. And I came across your schizophrenia book and realized that I had a lot of things that were in my apartment that were not of God and that I had to get rid of them. So I started cleaning out my apartment and getting rid of the stuff. And then I started listening to you at your prompting, actually, on Omega Man. And was I've been getting deliverance ever since. And
praise God.
Yeah, tomorrow my TV's going. I got rid of DirecTV, and cost me a bundle to do that, but it was worth it. And I went to air, but even the Christian local station, I perceived getting demons from the local station, Christian station.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So
you'll get more from those than you will the world.
So
okay.
Let me
just ask you this. This is good testimony, because one of the hardest things that we have found in the deliverance ministry is getting people to turn loose the psychotropic drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Psychotropic drugs are just like taking street drugs.
Yeah.
And you get hooked on it just like a street drug. And we can get them just so far, and then we can't get them any further because they won't get off of the drugs. So what you're telling us in your case, it was a system, I guess, or how did this come about?
Well, it came about 30 years ago. It started like in 1972. I saw a therapist named Lee Angert. I believe he's deceased now, but he got me into the occult deeper through Edgar Cayce stuff and mind control stuff.
Now, Edgar Cayce claimed to be a Christian.
Yeah.
And the Edgar Cayce, a lot of Christians got involved with him, but actually Edgar Cayce was a wizard. And he was also a hypnotist.
Yeah.
And he would self-hypnotize himself.
Right.
And go into a different realm, and he could astral project to different parts of the world. He was actually an occultist witch. And so people that got in touch with Edgar Cayce became demon-possessed.
Uh-huh.
But now, in your case and in many people's cases, witchcraft and the occult, sorcery, goes hand in hand with witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
Every wizard, every witch will tell you that sorcery is a part of their witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens in our world today, Christians are being sent by their pastors to go to doctors,
mm-hmm.
and they have these code words: "You are bipolar,"
or "You have a chemical
imbalance." I never heard of that. Probably 25 years ago, those words used so flagrantly. And whenever they say "you are bipolar," they are giving those psychotropic drugs out like candy.
Yeah.
We deal with it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the biggest hindrances in the deliverance ministry today, I believe, is that the people are hooked on the psychotropic drugs, and they don't want to get rid of them And they think that they can take the drugs because the doctor described them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as deliverance ministers, we can't tell people to stop taking them.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we tell them to stop taking them and they kill themselves, then their family's going to come after us.
Right.
So in your case, we told you to see if your doctor would help you off of them.
Right.
And then we told you that you could slowly wean yourself off of them. So
right.
Tell the people how you did that.
I just kept cutting the pills. Like I said, I did the antidepressant first. I was on 150 milligrams of, let me see, I can't even think of the name of it, venlafaxine. And I just cut it in half and then cut that one in quarters and got off it.
Well, how long, say you cut it in half and you just took that, say, for a week like that, and then you cut it again? Is that the way you did it?
Actually, I did a little bit quicker than that. I prayed about it, and if I got back that I should cut it more, I did it. And if I got sometimes told not to do it, just to maintain. But
Who told you that, the doctor or spirit?
Spirit. I prayed.
Oh, okay. A spirit told you not to cut.
At times, but I mean.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. Now, as you cut them, did you go through a lot of mental torment while you were doing this?
Sleeplessness, but I used the King James at night, playing the King James on my CD player.
Uh-huh.
And that worked, and I would sleep somewhat. And since I only work part-time in the evenings, I would be prepared to work
uh-huh.
all the time.
Uh-huh.
And, like I say, the Seroquel was the hardest of them all.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. You were under doctor's care. Did you
mm-hmm.
tell him what you were doing?
Actually, not. Because he doesn't believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find somebody. I tried to get another psychiatrist to help me with it, but he said I had to see a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find a counselor that would be able to help me. And the one that the Christian counselor that I tried said, I don't believe in coming off the medication. I think it's a gift of God.
And so what they believe is once they put you on there, you're on there forever. That's
yeah.
what you're saying.
Yeah.
And you see, what happened to you was that you had a support system.
Yes.
And your support system was Omega Man Radio.
Yes.
And you were up on Miracle listening to the deliverance sermons. And
yes.
In other words, you were replacing the drugs with spiritual things.
Yes.
Now, how long did it take you to get off of it? I'm doing this for a purpose because we've had so many people that we would get so far and we couldn't get them over the hump that
about
you've come over. We're using this as a testimony for those people that we've been ministering to, and they come that far, but they won't give up the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're using you for tonight is to show people that they can do it too, but how do you do it?
Yeah.
And you did it by will, prayer, and you also stayed close to the Lord, and you stayed close to us as your counselors, your spiritual
yes.
counselors. Is that how
yes.
you did it?
Yes. I initially dropped everything 50%, and that was easy. It was cutting the last bit that was the hardest to do. But it wasn't that difficult, actually. I mean, I figured if my Lord could go through what he went through, I can certainly.
Tanja, call in.
Pardon?
Excuse me a minute. Tanja, we would love to hear your testimony. She says she could testify to that too. Amen. So maybe she can call in sometime. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I lost my train of thought, but
yeah, we were talking about the last part when you were cutting down to the last part. Now, what that was is it was the final toho when you're going to get totally free.
Mm-hmm.
The devil ties in and he's struggling to keep control. And the spiritual warfare is if you give him up and he starts bugging you about what he's going to do to you, and you become fearful that maybe you can't do this. And so how did you overcome that?
Well, I was convinced that I should get off the drugs. I was convinced of that, so I had made up my mind that I would.
Uh-huh.
And I believe that God does not give the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind.
Amen.
Yeah. So I claim that, and the promise that he will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee.
Yes.
And I just kept with Jesus. Now, I haven't been reading a lot of scripture, but I've been playing it at night. And when I rest during the day, I know I need to get into the Word much more. I gave up the NASB Bible, tossed that out, and I now have King James only. And I went I went through my library and looked at books that to see what Christian books had, what they had for Bible versions, and I got rid of all the books that have anything but King James as their authority. And I can't believe how much I had that was rotten stuff.
Well, you know, Omega Man just typed in 9:21 in Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the primary sins in this last day is called sorcery. And
mm-hmm.
God keeps dealing with people about that spirit. And
mm-hmm.
the Bible says, but they would not give up their sorceries,
mm-hmm.
which are pharmakias.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're talking about here, friends, is that you can do it with Jesus.
Amen.
But you have to do it with him, and you have to connect your will into him, and he will bring you through this step by step by step. We had a young man to come over to our church, and he was doing wonderfully, but his mother believed the doctors. And his mother would say to him, you're not demon-possessed. There's nothing wrong with you. You're just bipolar.
Oh,
and she kept on and on and on until finally we lost him because we couldn't get him to cooperate in the arena of the drug situation.
Yeah.
And so that's why I spent a lot of time with you giving this testimony, because it's so important. There's so many people that have called Omega Man Radio since we've been doing this that have had this problem. But this is a great testimony to the glory of God, and we give
Amen.
God the glory for it.
Yes.
Omega Man.
Yes, indeed. Now I want to do a mic test. Can you hear me okay, Dr. Pat?
Perfectly now.
How about you, caller? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Shannon.
So what we want to do, brother, is we want to go ahead and pray for you right now. And we want to come against any foul spirits that came in through the drugs and mind control specifically.
And Kundalini. I perceive that I still have that. I've been getting some deliverance, but I believe I'm still bound. I've been praying for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but it hasn't come to truth. I tried speaking in tongues, but I believe there are false tongues. So,
okay, let me say this too also. Last night, and I think it was last Saturday night, we covered the third wave and
mm-hmm.
did a lot of deliverance on
mm-hmm.
the water spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you'll call that down and listen to it, you'll even get more deliverance. But the water spirit that controls is that spirit of Leviathan.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And we went into that very carefully, I believe it was last night.
Yes.
And that Leviathan spirit is the spirit that comes in when people put themselves under the sorcery and the mind control.
Okay.
And the mind control comes by, in other words, somebody says, well, you're bipolar.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, take these drugs. And then
mm-hmm.
from then on, all they do is say, you need the drugs, you need the drugs, you need the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And you just submit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what has to happen is you have to break the mind control garland.
Okay.
It's like a rope between you and the person that is doctoring you in that area. And so I'm going to let Brother Shannon minister about Leviathan to you.
Okay.
And we're going to break that water spirit off of you.
Okay.
And you listened to last night's program. And
I
particularly
did.
The deliverance. Yeah. You got some, but you'll get some more after tonight. Go ahead,
okay.
Shannon.
Okay.
And anybody out there that would like to get delivered of these mind control spirits, you just be in agreement with us as we pray, and you get some deliverance right there where you're at. All right. Let's continue. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I just come together with my brother and Dr. Pat,
yes.
and I lift him up and all the listeners out there, and we ask, Father God, that you would loose warrior and guardian angels down right now to stand around this brother. Angels of God, take the sword of the Lord and go down at his lowest point, start driving these foul spirits up and out.
Thank you, Lord God.
Yes.
I just bind a strong man. I bind your gatekeeper. And right now, I bind all spirits of mind control. Angels of God, go in and cut off the eight legs of this octopus.
Uh-huh.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind up end-time mind control. We bind up occult mind binding. We rebuke you. You loose and let him go right now. All spirits of maniac, of depression, of bipolar, you come out of him right now in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord rebuke you. You foul spirits that came in through the use of psychotropic drugs, we bind you. You come out of him right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I bind up Leviathan. And Father God, let the angels of the Lord go in with the sword of the Lord and cut the seven heads off of Leviathan right now. We cut off his tail. Angels of God, take the sword of the Lord and start scraping off Leviathan's scales right now. In the name
yes,
of Jesus
Lord.
Christ.
Yes.
Now I want a meat hook thrust right into Leviathan, and I want you to pull that foul marine spirit up and out of him right now. Beach it on the... Put it out on the beach, stake it down, and let the birds and the fowls there feast on it. Leviathan, we bind you. You come out of him right now in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord rebuke you. You loose his
yes.
mind right now. We break the yoke off of his neck. We command you to loose his human spirit. All you foul wicked spirits of mind control, come out of him right now.
Amen.
Angel of God, take the sword of the Lord and poke out the eye of the giant squid, cut off its beak, cut off the ink sac, and I command you foul wicked marine spirits, come out of him right now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. We give you glory.
Schizophrenia spirits, we bind you to. You come out of him right now. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I pour
well,
the blood of Jesus.
Let's stop right there just for a moment. Schizophrenia is a double-minded split personality spirit. And you know a lot of this because you got the schizophrenia manual that I
yes.
printed. But what happens is a lot of different personalities, they call them personalities, go in, but all they are spirits. But they come into the mind, and the spirit of fear is the gatekeeper that sends those spirits in, and they come in, and they are living in the split or the fragmented mind sections. Where
mm-hmm.
your mind has been fragmented. And so Shannon's going to ask you how many personalities are in there.
boy.
And you're going to get the answer, or I will get the answer, or he will get the answer, or somebody will get the answer, because God always tells us.
Okay.
And then we're going to call those spirits out, and we're going to close the door so that no new spirits can come in. And then at one point, Shannon will call back the fragmented minds to make you single-minded. Okay? So, Shannon, you go for that.
Hey, man, right now we just cut off any connectors between the foul spirits inside of you and any reinforcing spirits in the first, second, or third heaven. We bind and gag the foul spirits and command you to come up and out right now and manifest in the name of Jesus and leave him and go to the foot of Jesus to be judged before your time. Now, I'm not talking to you, brother. I'm talking to the foul spirit in charge. I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind any spirit of schizophrenia, and I want to talk to the chief. I command you to come up right now and to the top. Come up in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to manifest. Angels of God going with the sword of the Lord, at the lowest point, you start thrusting that foul spirit up in the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm talking to any of the lower-ranking devils. I bind you in Jesus' name, and I command you to turn against the chief. Save yourselves and attack. Civil war right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Attack the strong man and throw him out and save yourselves, you foul, wicked spirits. The Lord rebuke you. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus. I pour the blood of Jesus down your throat right now, you foul spirits, and I command you to come out in Jesus' name. Loose and let him go right now. Come out right now in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. I bind you in Jesus' name. Be weakened in Jesus' name. Father God, let the terror of the Lord hit these foul spirits. Holy Spirit, let your Shekinah glory just go in and burn these things out and reveal their hidden hiding places. I command you to come up and out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, any foul spirits in the mind, I bind you. And I loosen to you right now power and love and a sound mind in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, we command those spirits to reveal how many personalities are up in that mind right now. In Jesus' name, you will show.
The number three came to mind.
In the name of Jesus.
Be weakened, you foul spirits, in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. We command you to come up and out and manifest right now in Jesus' name.
God has not given you a spirit of fear, but that of love, power, and a sound mind. And every spirit that has told you that you have a weak mind is a liar. And we command that spirit to come out right now in the name of Jesus.
All spirits of depression, come out right now in Jesus' name. Suicide, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. You double-mindedness, come out in Jesus' name. Death and destruction, we bind you to. You come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All paranoia, we bind you and loose him and let him go right now in Jesus' name. I loose the spirit of Babylon into you, you foul spirits. Father God, fragment their mind and souls in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus, come out. Take a deep cough and cough them out. We bind the strong man right now in the name
Loose
of Jesus.
And let him go, you foul, wicked spirit.
You strong
You'll
man, you
right
are
now.
Bound. Your name is schizophrenia. We bind
come
you.
Come out
we
right now.
We command those doorways to be opened right now. And we command those spirits to come marching out, anger, jealousy. We command those rejection spirits, those self-rejection spirits, madness.
We bind you. Come out right now.
Insanity.
Loose and let them go.
Every spirit that
Angels
was ministered
of God,
in.
Strip their armor and their weapons.
We break the power.
Take all the power away right
of,
now.
And the garland from the psychiatrist to you in the name of Jesus.
We cut
and
any
all
silver
the sorcery
cord,
drugs, all mind-controlling spirits.
Psychologists in
you
Jesus
will
name.
Come out in the name of Jesus.
Come out.
We bind the zombie spirit.
Come out in Jesus'
name. And we
name.
Command that zombie spirit to come out.
Loose and let him go, you foul spirits.
In the name of Jesus, the blood.
Come out.
The blood. The blood.
Come out.
The blood. Take a deep cough and cough them out.
We cut all ungodly soul ties between the doctors in Jesus' name. All demonic
we
soul
bind
soul
the death spirits. the suicide spirits.
You will not harm yourself.
Spirits,
come up and out.
The oppressive spirits.
Loose and let them go right now.
Come out in the name of Jesus.
All demonic forces inside of you, come out right now in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you.
We come against the familiar spirits, the paranoia, anxiety, neurosis,
come out.
Insanity, nervousness,
mind, come out.
Breakdown, madness,
come out, Jesus,
drifting
name.
Mind, blank
weakening.
Mind, forgetfulness, tormented, memory, twisted,
the blood of Jesus.
Confused,
we pour over you right now.
Dementia,
come out.
Psychoneurosis. Psychopathic.
All diseases of the mind we bind you. Come out of Jesus' name.
Self-deception, senility.
All
split personality. Stupidity. Malfunctions of your nerves. Now, these spirits over the nerves, we speak to you right now. First of all, we bind you that have control of the will. You will get off of his will. We bind every spirit that has grabbed a hold of his nervous system. You will loose his nervous system right now
loose
in the name of Jesus.
Foul spirits. Be
and
weak,
that
Nick.
Whole root that we just called nervous, mental, come out right now.
Come out
we
in the name of
you
Jesus.
Bind each other, and you come out like a root.
Loose and let him go right now.
Come out. You're caged. Come out.
Narcolep, come out. Come out in Jesus'
instantly.
Name.
Immediately.
Foul wicked spirits.
You
I speak to your mind right now. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Bind up the wounded spirit.
Mind healed in Jesus' name.
Alienation of affections. Rejection.
Power right now. Jesus.
Selfishness.
Name. Come out.
Rebellion. Guilt.
Come out.
Depression. Stubbornness.
Come out.
Anger. Threatening. Rage. Slander.
We rebuke
swearing.
You
vulgar. Accusations. Blaspheming. Come out in the name of Jesus right now. Out the whole bunch.
Well,
all witchcraft power. Witchcraft is
all
connected.
Mind
sorcery.
Come out.
We command that to leave right now.
Loose
we command
it.
Mockery. Freemasonry.
Come out now in Jesus' name.
Skepticism.
Pharmacy, come out. All sorcery, come out.
Spiritualism.
We
bind up all human sacrifices that were made for your soul.
Loose and let them go right now.
Command blood sacrifices.
Come out of him right
animal
now.
Animal sacrifices. Coming down your family line.
Everything
all
you've done against seven pull back on your head, you foul spirits.
False wonders. Deceive, seduce.
Come out.
Kundalini.
All
now
deception.
We
come out.
To you right now. We cut your head off and your tail off in the name of Jesus.
Angel
and
of God.
Man, that you
rip
come up
out.
Right now and out instantly
come
and
out,
immediately.
We cut off the head cell of boa and python too. You come out as well in Jesus' name. All serpentine spirits come out in the name of Jesus. We cut the tail off scorpion spirit. Loose and let him go right now in Jesus' name.
Now, spirits of vipers down in the stomach, they bring poison to your system. We bind them up in the name of Jesus.
Be weak
and
come out.
Six of them in there right now.
Come
we
out,
cut
yeah.
your heads off. You cause him to have stomach problems.
All over
he
come
cannot,
out.
And he cannot digest his food.
Angels of God, chop up
the
sword
that you cause. I see that in over the years that he rejects what's good for him in the food realms and he eats what's bad for him. I see a lot of red meat eating, and we bind this up, and we command these viper spirits to come up and out.
Come
right
out right
now.
Now. We command
cut
you to loosen and let him go. Out of him in Jesus' name. Out of him in Jesus' name. Come out right now in Jesus' name. I pour the blood of Jesus into your belly. You come out of him, you foul spirits. Loose
every
and let him go right now.
Spirit. Infirmity. Cancer spirit.
There you go. Come out. Come all the way out.
Heart.
Come out.
Now, heart is a lot of times
be
from
weakening.
The
come on,
python spirit. And
be
we cut that python spirit up in little pieces, and you just come out.
Python
stroke,
boa,
diabetes,
all the way out.
Bone, muscle, diseases, murder, overdose, injury, automobile accidents, airplane accidents.
All addiction, come out in Jesus'
starvation,
name.
Starvation, anorexia. Nervosia. Smoking, did you smoke?
Yes, I did.
When did you quit?
I had one cigarette in 8 years.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, we bind up all of the destruction over your lungs, and we call Kalman out.
Come out of him right now.
Loose his lungs and let him go.
Every disease of cancer.
Loose and let him go. All nicotine addiction. Come out.
Every disease
we bind you.
Of...
Loose and let him go in Jesus' name.
Every... There's one that I know, but I can't get it in my mind.
All spirits of cirrhosis of the liver.
It's in the lungs.
All lung cancer.
Help us, Lord. Help us.
You come out of him right now. Any diseases
there it is,
that came in through cigarettes, come out right now in Jesus' name.
Spirit
weaken,
of emphysemia, come out.
Come out. Come out.
In
come
the
out.
Name of Jesus. Every
loose his lungs and loose healing
we
in your
lungs. Command that fish spirit that looks like a jellyfish to come up and out in
they
the name of
come
Jesus.
Out find come out. Rahab, come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus.
The blood. Now, we take authority over depression spirits, and we bind to that bondage to persons, place, things, agony, broken spirit, wounded spirit. Did somebody wound your spirit? Did you get a divorce?
No, I've been single all my life, but I think one of the roots was that I slept with my grandmother until I was about 10 years old, so I believe there was rape going on there.
Okay.
And she was an Eastern Star. My whole family is Masonic and Eastern Star. And my father suicided, and my stepfather was a Mason, and I don't know what else.
Well, masonry, it's the same as witchcraft.
Yes.
They call it a secret society. Most of the people that are members of Freemasonry, they don't know unless they get up into the higher elements of it. I have a book up on Remnant Radio concerning Freemasonry.
Yeah, I've got it.
Paul says it's one of his third biggest downloads. And so if you've ever been in Masonry, you might... It's not...
I was in DMLA.
Yeah, okay. Say, Father, I renounce...
I renounce, Father.
The spirit of Freemasonry...
The spirit of Freemasonry.
All the curses.
All the curses.
The ritualisms.
The ritualisms.
The dedication of my soul as a child.
The dedication of my soul as a child.
To Lucifer.
To Lucifer.
And in the name of Jesus, I break that power off of me.
And in the name of Jesus, I break that collar off of me.
I break the higher... ritualisms and sacrifices.
I break the higher ritualisms and sacrifices.
And in the name of Jesus, I renounce you.
In the name of Jesus, I renounce you.
I renounce the ancestral spirit.
I renounce the ancestral spirit.
Down my family line.
Coming down my family line.
I take authority over Asmodeus.
I take authority over Asmodeus.
Osmodeus.
Osmodeus.
Abaddon.
Abaddon.
Apollyon.
Apollyon.
Beelzebub.
Beelzebub.
And Lilith.
And Lilith.
And I command those spirits to leave me now.
And I command those spirits to leave me now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We bind every
spirit. Come
out of here,
you foul spirits.
Attacking Roberta.
Come out right now.
We
Jesus
ask
name.
God that you send your
Lord
warring angels.
Lord, find you. Come out in Jesus' name.
And drive them from her.
Come out.
In Jesus' name.
Come out in Jesus' name.
We did these spirits to harm anyone.
You loose him and let
in
him go
Jesus
right now.
In Jesus' name.
Come out.
We ask the angels
out.
To watch over
name.
Each person in the
come
name
out of, him
of
in Jesus' name. We break all witchcraft that went into you as you slept. Anything that came into the dream state, we bind you, all nightmares, old hag, Lilith, Osmodeus, Asmodeus, Incubus, and Succubus, we bind you. Come out of him right now in Jesus' name. And I bind any spirits that came in through that incest gateway. Now, let me ask you, brother, did you just occupy the same bed with her, or did you have relations with the grandmother?
Occupied the same bed, but I don't recall relations. But,
okay.
She's the one that gave me herpes simplex. And
just by kissing you on the mouth?
How did she give you that? How did she give you that?
Kissing.
Okay.
Oh, she kissed you?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the mouth?
Yeah.
Did she kiss your privates?
I don't know.
You blocked it. You've blocked all of that out. We bind this wicked spirit that has come in to seduce him and take his freedom away to be able to marry. How old are you?
60.
Okay. We break that power in the name of Jesus of perverse sex. And every devil that has attacked your mind, your body,
all
and your
shame and guilt,
we command you to go into that cage and you come out right now.
In the name of Jesus, you shame and guilt, come out. Come out. All perverse sex we find out. Come out.
Stress.
And let him go.
Murder.
Come out.
Unworthiness.
We bind you.
Depression.
Come out.
Controlling spirits.
We rebuke
moodiness,
you. Come out.
Nervousness. Breakdown. Consciousness, subconsciousness.
Loose and let him go right now.
Pressure, unloved.
Right.
He's loved. God loves him. We love him.
Cut on the end.
And
God,
all of those spirits of hate, self-hate,
right now in Jesus' name.
Come out in
come
the
out.
Name of Jesus.
Loose and let him go.
Deceive, disrespect, belligerent, rebellion, resentment, misbehavior. Did you get involved in pornography?
Yes, I did.
Was it just internet porn? Was it Playboy magazines?
Well, that
videos?
Same therapist I went with was more of a sex therapist, and he got me turned on to pornography with the deep throat stuff.
Okay, so he gave you some videos to watch. Did he encourage masturbation too?
Yeah.
So just say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus,
I repent for being involved in pornography.
Lord Jesus, I repent from being involved in pornography.
Watching these videos.
Watching these videos.
Masturbation.
Masturbation and internet porn.
And internet porn in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now you foul wicked spirits that came in through these sexual gateways, we bind you. Come out of him right now. All perverseness, occult sex, pornography. Come out of him right now.
Ungodly recall, confusion, fragmented soul, drifting mind, lapsed memories, temporary amnesia,
masturbation, come out.
Ancestral curses, retardation,
come out right now.
Senility,
all shame, come out.
Ungodly,
any homosexuality spirit, come out.
Now, we take authority over that soul tie between him and his grandmother, and though she's dead,
yes,
we break in the name of Jesus. And we take authority over his fragmented mind. And we ask you, God, that you bring back the fragmented mind.
Yes.
Did you have sexual affairs with women or men?
I had sexual affairs with women, a lot of them. I haven't had sex since 81. I thought I was bisexual for a while when I got into, when I was forcefully hospitalized and put into the county system.
Mm-hmm.
And the psychiatrist and therapist I was assigned were both homosexuals.
Mm.
And I was lured into that orientation by them.
Mm-hmm.
As a professing Christian. Which was a mistake. I went to Leanne Payne's ministry and got some relief from that, but she was not into deliverance. I mean, she recommended people stay on their meds, and she's an Anglican and uses holy water and crucifixes, and She's pretty bound up herself.
Mm-hmm.
So did they get you to actually engage in a homosexual act, or were they just encouraging it?
They encourage it. I had homosexual friends that invited me, but I never could get into it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we break the soul ties over all of the women. Now, what I want you to do is, you know, some people have had so many women that they can't remember them all.
Yeah.
But I want you to just close your eyes and say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Every woman.
Every woman.
That I have ever had sex with.
That I have ever had sex with.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
And I break all soul ties from each one of them.
And I break all soul ties from each one of them.
And I bind up the family spirits on both sides.
And I bind up the family spirits from both sides.
On each one.
On each one.
I break the powers of witchcraft.
I break the powers of witchcraft.
A lot of these prostitutes are witches, you know.
Hmm.
I break all witchcraft powers that have come down through these affairs.
I break all witchcraft powers that have come in through these affairs.
On both sides.
On both sides.
Of each partner's families.
Of each partner's families.
I command all of those spirits to come out of me now and cage them.
I command all these spirits now to come out of me and cage them.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
All of the memories of pornography.
Whoremongery. Come out.
All of those memories.
All
of
those memories.
That you will wash my mind.
That you will wash my mind.
And erase all of those sexual images.
And erase all of those sexual images.
That have burned into my mind.
That are burned into my mind.
And cleanse my mind with your blood.
And cleanse my mind with your blood.
And in the name of Jesus, I command all of these spirits to leave me now.
And in the name of Jesus, I command all of these spirits to leave me now.
Instantly.
Instantly.
Come out of him right now in the name
Start
of Jesus.
Start pumping him out.
You foul witch spirits. Come out.
Demonic subjection.
Come out. Rejection. Come out.
All demonic spirits.
Come out.
All of those
be weakened by the blood of Jesus. Come out. Be weakened and come
all
out.
Insecurity.
All perversion.
Insanity. Deception. Madness. Bitterness.
Come out. Come out.
All family madness.
I bind you. Come out in Jesus'
suicide.
Name.
Distress.
You come out of him right now in Jesus' name.
Dreams. Nightmares.
All demonic spirits. Loose
come out.
Come out.
In
come
the
out.
Name
now.
Of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every
we break this
hallucination.
Curse of suicide. Loosen it.
Every trance spirit.
Come out.
Come out.
Come out. Eastern
in the
star,
name
come
of
out.
Jesus.
Come out. Any Eastern star, come out.
Demolay spirits, come out. Everything concerning this secret society, come
Belial,
out.
Belial, Beelzebub, Abaddon, Apollyon, Arcturus, come out in Jesus' name. Ra.
Luciferian, Lucifer, come out.
Otan, come out in Jesus' name. Morgel, we bind you too, and Lilith, you get out of him now in Jesus' name. Loosen, let him go.
Come out. Take a deep breath. Deep breath.
Any of the flesh eater spirits, vampire, hyena, come out of him in Jesus' name. Jackal. Any unclean
we
birds,
bind up
come out of him.
Failure
right
spirits, abnormal childhood.
Come out.
Bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness, shipwreck, disaster, condemning guilt, confused mind.
Be weakened.
Controlled life.
Arrested development. Come out.
Come disappointment. Out. Discourage. Frustration. Gloom. Shame.
Loose them. Let him go.
Unloved.
All guilt.
Insecurity. Inferiority. Jealousy. Any curses put over him concerning his love life.
We break,
break
it
that.
Right now in Jesus' name. All inadequacy, come out.
Oppression, overwhelming.
Inadequacy, come out in Jesus' name.
Procrastination. Every devil, familiar spirits coming down the family line. Alienation from Jesus. Alienation of affection. In Jesus' name, come out.
Oh, in an ordinate affections. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose and let him go. Loose and let him go. And right now I come against the spirit of herpes, any venereal disease. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Be weakened right now and dry up. I bind you and I curse you, you viruses, just like Jesus cursed the fig tree. And I command you to wither and die right now. Loose and let him go. Come out of him right now. Come out of his lips and his private parts. I bind you. Come out right now, Jesus. And loose the healing power of God in you. Be healed right now of all infirmity in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now raise your hands and ask the Holy Ghost to fill those empty places.
Heavenly Father, send the Holy Spirit to fill all the empty places in my life. We praise you for your work. Bless you. Thank you. Glory to you, Lord God.
What do you do for a living?
I work in a furniture store as a receptionist, part-time.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm on disability.
Okay. Now raise your hands and ask God to fill you with the baptism of the Holy Spirit and give you the gift of tongues right now. Raise it.
Okay.
And burn all of the spirits that are hiding out. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and praise him. Everybody that's getting deliverance, raise your hands and praise the Lord.
Fill my Holy Spirit. Just let the Shekinah glory come in and burn out the foul spirits.
Fill all those empty places.
Fill the voids in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord God.
Praise you, Lord.
Fill
praise
my Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you glory.
Fill his mind right now, Father God.
We give you glory.
Fill him up.
We give you glory and
yes,
praise.
Glory, you, Lord God.
Glory
praise
and
you.
Praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord. Baptize him from his head to his feet with
thank
the gift
you,
of the
Holy Spirit.
Thank
praise
you, Jesus. Feel God.
Jesus
feel.
Name.
Feel all of the people, God. Feel.
Yes,
feel,
Father God.
God. Thank you, Jesus. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling all right.
Dr. Pett, I want to call back his fragmented soul pieces.
Yes,
and
please.
Father God, I ask that in the name of Jesus, you just loose your angels to go out right now and recover any bits of his fragmented soul and mind. For him and any of the listeners out there, wherever they may be, if they got to be dug up, uncovered, wherever they are at, just bring them back and put them back in the rightful order in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just loose wisdom and knowledge into the people in accordance with Ephesians 1:17. We ask, God, you send ministering spirits right now. And, God, I ask that you would open the right doors for this brother, shut the wrong doors, that you would send him a godly woman, put a godly woman in his life, and any widows out there that need a godly man, in Jesus' name. We just bless him and ask God that you'd open up doors and bring him a miracle of finances. We break off any poverty activators on him and the people of God out there in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And
yeah.
We heal your impairment of memory in Jesus' name. And give him a strong mind, God, a strong mind. And let him see himself as that new creation. Old things are passed away and all things are made new. We give you praise and glory. You know, while I was praying, I saw the Lord bring you a wife. I really did.
I'm not asking for one.
But would you like one?
I don't know. Haven't really entertained that. I figured I was saved when I was single, and I don't know. I believe the Lord is leading me to Indiana, to Hedgewitch Baptist Church. It's been impressed on my mind, and I'm making plans to leave at the end of March my city now and go to, I'm looking at a place in Gary.
Be careful. Listen, let me just give you a word of advice, okay?
Okay.
You've gone through a lot of deliverance, and God mm-hmm. needs to build you back up
okay.
in your faith.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been being ministered by Omega Man and myself,
mm-hmm.
and be very careful about going, looking for more deliverance. If you feel like you need more deliverance, call the people that are ministering to you.
Okay.
I say that because, you see, the Lord has shown us you in the
mm-hmm.
spirit realms. And some people, and I'm not accusing anybody because I don't know any of these people
mm-hmm.
that you've mentioned. But you can't just go around the country letting everybody lay hands on you.
Right.
That is not prudent, as George Bush would say.
Yeah.
Keep with the people that are getting you free in terms of deliverance.
Okay.
And in terms of growing in the spirit, you can go and listen to the sermons up on MiracleInternetChurch.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you will grow. You can continue to let the Word of God play over you. You will get further deliverance. But don't just go. I mean, you've come a long way, brother.
Yeah.
And you know, one wrong person to lay hands on you right now, you could get them all back. Now,
oh,
that's
boy.
Really the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So since we don't know where you're going and some of those people you named, I don't know. I would just stick with what's working for you right now.
Okay.
I really and truthfully would. I'm telling you, I've seen people get repossessed by just the devil will immediately come and try to lead you to somebody that will put that Kundalini spirit right in you. So, I mean, if those ministries had been ministering to you, I would say, well, stick with those people because
mm-hmm.
they know you
mm-hmm.
by the Spirit.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, it's very dangerous in this hour of time. Do you agree with that, Omega Man?
You have to be very careful who ministers to you. Now, if you're talking about Hegewisch in Highland, Indiana,
yes,
those are some good people there. I would give them a thumbs up. I know many of them, but... steer clear of any of the third wave groups out there.
Sure, sure.
You know, any of these, the Rick Joyner group, the Rick Warrens,
mm-hmm.
the Bob White. But, yeah, I know Highland, Indiana very well. Hegewisch, that's a good group up there. It's good, solid teaching, so you'll be all right there. But we're
yeah,
here
but,
to pray with you.
But what I'm telling him is he's getting free.
Yes.
And... you don't know who's going to be ministering to who because, you know, we know certain people there,
mm-hmm.
but other ministers come through there. And I'm just telling you to stick with what you got in terms of a deliverance ministry and don't go running anywhere, including Hedgewood and Wig. And I'm not against them. And they know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've been in the ministry many years themselves, and they've probably been through what we've been through of delivering people, and then all of a sudden somebody, I mean the devil, can send somebody into one of those ministries
mm-hmm.
That you would not recognize that would lay hands on you. I'm saying keep your vessel closed until you know that you can hear God leading you.
Yeah.
You just feel
okay.
like you need to go out there is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And God is not telling you to go anywhere. He's got you deliverance ministry that has just spent 1 hour with you casting out devils.
Yes.
And I don't want to waste you. And I'm not talking against those ministries, and neither is Brother... Omega.
Yeah.
We're just saying that I've had people to go into churches and have other people to come up and say, brother, sister, the Lord's told me to pray for you, and they reach out and grab their hands and fill them back up. Yeah. And the minister has no part in it. And a lot of times the minister doesn't even know that that happened to you.
Yeah.
Just stay close to the Lord. Stay close to the Word. If you have a problem, call us.
Okay.
Because I don't want you to get in trouble. And don't go because you've heard about them. Or they sound good. Are you? Don't do that.
Well,
don't go running looking.
Yeah, I've been.
That's all I'm saying.
I've got Win Worley books now, and.
We're not saying anything about that.
Yeah.
We're saying stay close to who God has ministering to you.
Okay.
And when you're totally free, then God will be able to direct you where He wants you to go.
Okay.
And if that's where He wants you to go, He'll tell you to go there.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not coming against any minister. I'm not coming against them. I think Win Worley has done a wonderful job as a pioneer in the deliverance ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying, just be very careful about your spirit, because your spirit has just gone through a cleansing, and now what God wants to do is to fill you up, and He will fill you up with the Word. He will fill you up with His presence, with His praise, and just experience Jesus.
Okay.
Let Him minister to you.
Yeah.
If you have a problem, call Omega Man. Write me emails as you have been.
Mm-hmm.
Come up. And as we're ministering in this direction, I want to say something else. There's been several people that we've ministered to on this radio where they've gone through very deep deliverances, and we have not heard back from them. And some of you may be listening in. We need reports from you. We need to know that you're doing okay, because we love you. And you need to come back. How many times have you talked to us, sir?
I've called in 3 times. Wasn't successful last night, but 3 times.
And so now your progression.
I've called you once.
Yeah, you've called me at my house. But your progression, every time you take a leap, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying to those people that have come through and you had very dynamic deliverance, it may not be over for you. You may need further prayer.
Yeah.
Come up and listen. Get on the chat room. Talk. Get involved. There's a family that we've been ministering to, Omega Man. I think his name's Mike.
Brother Mike, yes. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And see, we've ministered to people in that family not once, but several times.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that fellow that brought them to us?
Joseph White.
And he has ministered to them over the years. And when he was able to find them again, he pointed on them to Omega Man Radio, and they went through very, very deep deliverances, and they stay in touch with us, and they were able to lead other people out of darkness that were in their families through Omega Man Ministry, because
mm-hmm.
they didn't just run here and run there and do this. They found an answer, and when you find the answer and you're getting free, just stick with it.
Okay.
And let God use those ministers until you get free enough. Zoe Mortal, that's the one. Joe White, yes. And when you get free enough, then God can direct your pathways.
Okay.
And He can tell you, don't go there, son. Oh, yes, this person. Don't let that person pray with you, son. He does that to me all the time. That's all we're saying. We're not coming against anybody.
Mm-hmm.
We're just saying, be wise and let the Lord continue the work that He started in you.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that, Omega Man?
Amen. And one of the biggest dangers I'm seeing, Dr. Pat, are
people that do get some deliverance and then they stop. And they stop seeking the Lord and they just go back to regular churches that don't believe in deliverance. And then they fall away and Satan comes back and finds their house swept and he comes back and brings seven more worse than himself. You've got to keep the devil at bay, keep on the run, keep pursuing deliverance, keep peeling back the onion layer. You get some deliverance, you ask God to show you what else you need to be delivered of. You get free of that and you keep on pursuing the Lord, chasing after God. Okay. Put the word of God into you every day.
Yeah.
Learn all about deliverance that you can and keep pursuing it with a passion.
Okay.
And I have 80 books up there on deliverance.
Yeah, I know.
Abichai, would you give some more testimony up there? She just gave a testimony. I guess it's a she. Her name's Abichai.
And thank you for calling
in,
brother.
And you just gave a... Yes, and call us back and give us reports.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Give us more testimony, Abichai, that after OM and I ministered to you, you said that you ran around. What happened to you during that time? Give us more testimony. Did you get into some trouble by running around? Because, see, you can.
Amen. And, hey, Dr. Pat, we've got about 11 minutes remaining.
Okay.
I want you to also address something that a brother wrote me about today. There are people that are warning others to stay away from this program because we tell people that they need to speak in tongues. We also talk too much about the blood of Jesus. Would you explain the importance of the blood of Jesus in prayer language?
Well, the blood of Jesus is very, very powerful. And that's one of the things that happened in these strange Bibles that they printed. They took the references of the blood of Jesus out. And some of these pastors teach and have learned from these new Bibles, and they don't understand the power of the blood of Jesus. And the blood of Jesus is very, very powerful. And Baptists do not believe in speaking in tongues generally. And what they do is they tell people that tongues is of the devil, which really borders on, if not, blasphemy. Because if you go into the King James Version and you go over to chapter 14, somebody look that scripture up while I'm talking about it. Get out of the New King James Version too, by the way.
Yes.
But there's a scripture where Paul says, forbid not to speak in tongues. And also, he says, and I'm speaking from memories now, he says, I speak in tongues more than all of you. And Paul is the teacher of how tongues operate and work. Tongues is not of the devil. And if you attribute the power of God, the Holy Spirit, to that of the devil, you stand in judgment of blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that that will not be forgiven in this life or the life to come. So, you know, I'm just telling you what the Bible says about it. I have a book up on my internet called Gifts of the Holy Spirit, and it goes in very deep detail on how the gifts of the Holy Spirit operate. And the gift of tongues is among the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, and the gift of interpretation of tongues is among the gifts. And the Bible teaches over in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, it says that it builds you up on your most holy faith. It's a gift from the Holy Spirit. It isn't something that I do or Omega Man does. We have nothing to do with that. And if people are warning people to stay away because of the blood of Jesus, and that we lead people to do what the Bible says for us to do, then you stay away from those people, because those
Amen.
People are not of God.
Amen. And
I'm going to do what the Bible tells me to do. They can go and take these perverted preachers that have taught them these perverted things, and they can teach it if they want to. But I hope I see them in heaven. I'm not sure that I will. Because, let me tell you something, whenever Jesus was ministering, the Bible shows the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who were the religious leaders of that day, and it shows that they came to watch him, to spy him out, so that they could complain and talk against him and gossip against him. And Jesus, at that point, he told the gospel, somebody look that gospel up, a house divided shall not stand. And it's over in Matthew, in those scriptures, the Lord showed them that his disciples, that the one thing that will be not forgiven is if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit. And what was that? He had just cast devils out, and they came and said that Jesus cast devils out by Beelzebub. Now, I'm going to tell you something, friends. Whenever God comes in with the full gospel and with the power of getting people free, and the full gospel of tongues, as the Bible says, and the full gospel of healing the sick, the devil will always rise up, these religious devils that are in men that claim to be men of God, women of God, and try to separate you. And these are the tares that the Bible talks about. Get educated from the Bible. Don't listen to the mouths of these destructive people whose souls are in danger of hell.
Amen to that. We have about 5 minutes remaining. Dr. Pat, give out your contact information.
I'm at patholiday.com and miracleinternetchurch.com and remnantradio.org, omegaradio.org. And I might add to that little rant that I just had, these same people will say that women should not preach, should not teach, should not do anything, and they take one scripture and use it. You know, scripture interprets scripture. And God's not going to say that he's going to anoint his women to preach in Joel and over in Acts 2 and then tell them all you can do is cook chickens in men's churches. He's not going to do that, friends. Don't listen to this stuff. The full gospel is beautiful, and the full gospel is powerful. Don't let anybody steal your power and your miracles and your tongues. Jesus
Amen.
Wants to give
yeah.
the gifts. Jesus said, you know, the Bible says Jesus is the baptizer of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
So when they come against the baptism of the Holy Ghost, they are actually standing against Jesus, because the Bible says that Jesus never baptized anybody in water. It says it right there. He said, but he will come and baptize you with fire. That
Amen.
Means that we pray for you to be baptized. We're just saying what the Bible tells us to say, but it's the Lord Jesus that stands in front of those people and
Amen.
Touch them. And it's the Holy Ghost that when he comes in, that rises up and gives them the gift of tongues.
Amen. That's exactly right. He says, unless I go, I can't send you another comforter. So the Holy Spirit is for today as much as it was for them in the early century church.
Mm-hmm.
God the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The gifts of tongues are for today. Deliverance is for today. And the blood
yes.
of Jesus is for today. And if we didn't have the blood of Jesus, we would all be screwed. You take away the blood of Jesus, there is no salvation. There is no deliverance.
And so anybody who's telling you to stay away from the program because we talk too much about the blood of Jesus, you need to rebuke them, and then you need to part company with them because they're under a deceiving spirit.
They're not of God. I'm going to do what the Bible tells me to. You show them that scripture over in Corinthians 14, forbid not to speak in tongues, and ask them, are they going to continue to stand against the Holy Ghost? When I show people that preach that false gospel, their eyes get as big as saucers.
Amen.
So I'm going to do what God tells me to do. If somebody will quickly look up that scripture, forbid not to speak in tongues, and just put it up there so that they will see that it's in the King James Version of the Bible.
Amen.
In chapter 14, 1 Corinthians. I don't know the verse. The
Absolutely.
Devil's a liar. Let every man be a liar, but let God be true. That's what the Word says. Amen.
Amen. That was 1 Corinthians 14, verse 39.
Yes.
And Dr. Pat, our time has run out for this week. Folks, we'll see you back next week, Saturday, for the School of Deliverance, and Sunday for intercessory prayer. And if Dr. Pat has time, we may even do another show this week, midweek.
Yeah, you call me. We get along fine. We don't ever get tired working for the Lord.
Amen. Support Dr. Pat Holliday, MiracleInternetChurch.com, PatHolliday.com. Love you, Dr.
And
Pat.
These
God
programs,
bless you.
And these programs. Give money into these programs so that we can pay her radio bills. Amen. Thank you, Omega Man. You're
God
so
bless you.
Wonderful. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to operate in the threefold ministry of Jesus Christ and take evangelism, deliverance from demons, and miracle healing to the world. If you would like to partner with us, you can support this work by donating any amount online at OmegaManRadio.com. Join us in an all-out attack against the hosts of hell. It's time to deliver a death blow to the enemy and take back territory for Jesus. Tell a friend and support Omega Man Radio.
And lifted up, he is Lord of everything. Praise his name in the highest place. He is God, the King of Kings. He has revealed himself through the works of his mighty power. Behold, the Lamb of God. He comes, I receive him now. He's the King of Kings and the Lord. Mighty God exalted on high. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I believe in Him. In adoration I cry. He is high and lifted up. He is Lord of everything. Praise His name in the highest place. He is God, the King of Kings, yeah. He has revealed Himself through the works of His mighty power. Behold, the Lamb of God, He comes, I'll receive Him now. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Mighty God exalted on high. He's the King of Kings and